Boy, in the NFL, the 49ers are having an incredible season. They are 9-1. They're 5-0 on the road. What a great year it's been for the 49ers. So since this is an all-sports station, we thought we would talk to the biggest 49ers fan we know. Let's open the door and welcome in the crazy prospector.
Oh, there he is. Look at there. I decided to come by because my favorite NFL team is doing really well, and the 49ers leading the NFC West with the 9-1.
Yes.
And that's better than the Cowboy, and if they lucky, the Cowboy may meet the 49er in a playoff.
Yeah, they might.
So I hitch a ride on a covered wagon to Dallas to talk a little trash on the talk box.
Well, it's always great to talk to the biggest 49er fan we know. Crazy Prospector, what do you think of Jimmy Garoppolo?
One time, I was thinking about Joe Montana while panning for the good gold in the Old West. Yeah. And I hadn't showered in about 7 weeks, so my ball sack smelled like a wheel of cheese with a roadkill thrown on top of it.
Gross.
And the ball sack is wafting and signaling the wildlife to the crazy prospector nearby, manning in the creek.
Uh-oh.
And just as I was starting to find some strong nuggets and smiling about the catch, I hear a twig crack behind me, and I turn around and guess who I saw?
Your nemesis.
No, Dana Stubblefield.
I thought it was going to be the big old bear.
What was he doing there?
And guess who was behind him?
Who?
The big old bear.
Oh, there he is.
So I toss all the gold to Dana Stubblefield in thanks for his years of defensive service. And I took off running, being chased by the big old bear.
Oh, man.
And he chased me across the desert and across the ocean until we ran all the way around the world until we was back to where we started from.
Wow. Man.
So I tried to hide behind Dana Stubblefield there in the original location. But the bear get a hold of me, and it threw me down and broke my human back.
Oh, yeah. That's the common injury, yeah.
But I didn't care because I'm a crazy prospect and I love the 49er.
So are you making Super Bowl plans now that they're 9-1?
One time, I was making a McMansion out of mud and peat moss, and I was laughing about something Bill Walsh had painted years earlier.
Painted?
And I heard a noise back behind the rock, and I get real still to see who was hiding back behind there.
Hmm.
And whatever it was, it tried to get real quiet, too, so we stood there for 3 weeks not moving, dunging and urinating in place, both of us, when all of a sudden, my cell phone ring.
Oh, no.
So I had to take it because I was waiting for the dish people to call back for scheduling. And the creature come out from behind the rock, and guess who it was?
Bet it was a big bear?
John Brody.
The former 49er quarterback.
49er.
Wow.
And he had been waiting there, not moving, because right behind him was the big old bear.
Oh, okay. Oh, I knew the bear was in there somewhere.
And the big old bear, he chased up to me, so I pretend that the phone call was actually for him and hand it off. And when he's talking to the dish people, I try to run away.
Good idea.
Give you a couple seconds.
And I get about a mile away while the bear's saying that he's already happy with his service on the phone in the background. And just as I think I'm safe, guess who show up?
Who?
Big old bear cousin.
Oh, no.
Two bears.
Two bear. And he throw me up into the sun. And when I come back down, I break my human back.
Oh, no, gosh. Not again.
Man. But John Brody nursed me back to health with his human breast milk. And that's why I love the 49ers. Yeah.
Wow.
Because you get help from old 49ers, I guess.
Well, do you think that your team can hold on and win the NFC West? Because Seattle's right on your heels.
One time, George Seafoot and I was shopping for a house in Las Colinas because he was secretly coming to the Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
And we was looking at a 3-2 in a marginal neighborhood with schools on the rebound when the realtor showed up. And guess who it was? Big old bag.
Oh, the realtor. Wow.
Well, the gold blazer.
Well, what a surprise that is.
And he tried to upsell us by having us look at a 4-2 with a converted garage. But we ain't interested, so a foot chase breakout.
Another one.
And he finally catches me right as I got to Jimmy Garoppolo's front door.
Man.
And he throws me down on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And breaks my human back.
Oh, again.
Gosh.
Yet I'm still the 49er loving crazy prospector.
That's right, you sure that's right. are. You sure are.
Well, thanks
I gotta go get back in my covered wagon.
All right, good luck.
Too many Ubers at a covered wagon. Gotta take advantage of it.
Congratulations,
Steve. Crazy prospector. There he goes, the biggest 49ers fan we know.
I'm sorry.
It's 8:40.